Today's program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, now that you're in the studio. So, this is Labor Day weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
I know, which means no show Monday.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. And what is Labor Day all about, Elisa?
Well, I think that Labor Day has something to do with people who work.
Yeah, I have my opinion. My opinion of Labor Day was it was this holiday created by the government to appease the average worker during the industrialization of the United States, to make them feel like that they were doing something special. No one gave farmers a Labor Day holiday. They work 7 days a week. But obviously, after the industrialization of the country, they created a holiday to honor the working class person.
Actually, it's a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers.
Yeah, achievements of American workers, right.
Yes. And the first Labor Day was actually celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882.
Wow.
And then they had it again the following year on September 5th, 1883. And then in 1884 is when they started having it in the first Monday of September.
Yeah, and probably somebody said, hey, let's give these poor slobs a three-day weekend, make it a Monday. Right? Because it's always a Monday now, right?
It is always a Monday, and it's always the first Monday in September.
There you go.
The original Labor Day was in New York. That's who originally started.
That makes sense. Yeah, so there you go.
That's where the workers were.
So this is the Labor Day weekend here in the United States, which most people are already gone. I venture to say that most of the people in this country who have the ability to take off on Friday and then turn this into a four-day weekend. They leave town on Thursday, right?
Yes, yeah, yes.
So hopefully there's people in the audience listening today.
I hope so.
Hopefully you're listening as you drive cross-country.
We have a great show planned today.
Yes, we have a lot of really good stuff to talk about and rant about, and nutritional idiocy at its best here in the United States especially. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on abroad as well. We don't really have our finger on the pulse of what's going on in Europe, but I have a feeling that their levels of nutritional idiocy are not in any comparison to what goes on here in the United States, because the American government allows the exploitation of people here so much more readily.
Oh, it's terrible. Did you see that post that Peter put on our Facebook, Dr. Rouse put on our Facebook about the government?
Testing on people?
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, we've all heard these stories before. It's when you hear that story, and it's a great video. It actually was on CNN.
It was on Fox News, wasn't it?
No, that was CNN. I looked closer. It had the CNN logo on the right-hand side. But either way, we're talking about a major news network. This is not like some rinky-dink webcast. This was a quoted on CNN. And so basically what the American government did was during the war, World War One, I guess, right? Was that what it was?
It was 1946 through 1948.
Yeah, so that's World War
Two.
That's right. Yeah,
World War II.
During World War Two, because syphilis, gonorrhea, and sexually transmitted diseases were really on the rise, and our military guys were the ones that were getting it.
And the soldiers, yes.
Yeah. They decided they needed to take action and figure out how to quell the epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
So they needed some test subjects to test stuff on.
Right.
So who'd they test on, Elisa?
They tested on 5,500 Guatemalans.
Guatemalans. Because let's face it, Guatemalans are acceptable. They're not Americans, so we could test on
them. It's horrible. It's horrible. They tested on soldiers, children, mental patients, prisoners.
Right. And one almost repulsive story was about a mental patient who was who they injected her first with syphilis
in her eyes.
No. They injected her with syphilis
in her arm,
first.
In her arm.
And after she developed syphilis, she actually looked like she was dying. So they figured, as long as she's dying, let's try some other. So then they injected her with
pus.
Gonorrheic pus. Yes. The pus from gonorrhea in her eyes.
And her rectum.
Her rectum and her vagina. And then they watched what happened to her. Could you imagine the American government?
The American government did that.
Yes, the American government thinks that it had, because of their immunity to prosecution, their immunity that I think the term it'll come to me in a second. But all governments have this form of immunity. But because of their immunity to prosecution, they feel that they can do anything they want if it fits into the scope of what they want the outcome to be. And we're seeing, you know what. It used to be Guatemalans. It used to be Filipinos. They did the same thing to the Filipinos. They went there and under the guise of inoculating them with a vaccine, they tested a mass sterilization approach, and they sterilized some 15,000 women without the women knowing.
It's awful, and there was no consent with the Guatemalans either.
Oh, consent? They're the American government. We have to ask if we can destroy you? Uh-uh, we're the American government. We can destroy you when we decide to. And the sad part is the American government is made up of people. And in my humble opinion, I'm sorry to say this, some of the dumbest people in the world become politicians, and they end up running the country. And so they just think, you know, this is fair to do.
It's repulsive. It just really is.
And you know what? It's going on today, too. Don't think that this is some isolated incident.
Well,
it's going on today.
What about the story that we did on tomatoes, the tomato workers down in Florida,
Yeah. Where
they were being treated as slaves?
Yeah, but the government is turning their back and not monitoring that. You're right.
Right.
But that's a passive violation. There are active violations that the American government is perpetrating right now that we don't even know about.
Right.
Testing. Well, you know what? Here's an active one. Allowing Monsanto to promote genetically modified foods is safe. We are a test. We are. This whole country is a flipping laboratory experiment.
If you choose to eat those foods.
Yeah. Well, you got to be pretty stupid. But you know what? It's very, very sad, and it happens all the time, and it will happen again. And the difference is, it's not just Guatemalans; they're testing right here at home on people right here. They're not even being selective anymore. They're just letting it all rip. That's it.
Oh, speaking of the government, did you read that article about the Gibson guitar factories?
Yes. What the hell?
I mean, they arbitrarily raided the Gibson guitar factory and stole the wood. I mean,
right.
Well, they didn't steal it in their mind, but basically that's what they did. They confiscated it.
But after reading a little thoroughly, here's what happened, okay?
Okay.
In 2009, the American government raided Gibson guitars in Tennessee. They had two offices. And confiscated Madagascar ebony.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I looked all over the internet to find out. They claim that Madagascar ebony is contraband. Now, I don't understand why, but they raided and they took this stuff, right?
Right.
And then later on, through the court proceedings, Gibson's attorneys petitioned to have the inventory returned to them.
Mm-hmm. And they got it back.
And they got it back.
Right.
Well, the government thought, in their divine wisdom, buffoons that they are, decided, hey, Gibson, they shouldn't have gotten their wood back. So they went back in there and raided them a second time, not because they did anything wrong this time, but because they were pissed off that Gibson got their wood back.
Well, and in the meantime, Gibson did not break any laws. They didn't do anything.
Well, we don't – okay. I looked all over the internet to find out if Madagascar ebony wood is illegal to own. Like maybe
is it?
I couldn't find anything. I found a lot of companies that use it in furniture.
Well, okay. In this article, it says that the fact is that the U.S. federal government is refusing to disclose why it raided Gibson.
Yeah, but no, I found an article from Tennessee that the reason they raided them was because they said, you should have never gotten your wood back in the first place, so we just came back and get it. But keep in mind, that raid was 2009. This raid is 2011. It wasn't even the same wood that the government came and got. I gotta believe that that Gibson went through all that wood, so they went and got new wood now.
Okay, so then here it says if you own a guitar, you too could be targeted by the feds.
Yeah, if it's made out of Madagascar ebony.
Based on corrupted Lacey law?
I don't know what that is. But you know,
David Wilson, be careful.
I was just thinking of David. Maybe David could actually tell us what's up with Madagascar ebony. I bet you David has his ear to the ground on this one. He probably knows more about what's going on at Gibson. But
yes.
You know, it's just the government is out of control. This government here is out of control in so many different areas. It thinks that it is supremely correct about everything it does. And we the people have no rights any longer. We have no rights at all. I mean, it's disgusting. I want to move out of this country. I got to be honest with you. It's sad to say, but okay. Alisa, we have to take our first commercial break.
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to run the show on time today. I'm going to do my best to do so. So let's take our commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Human Radio. We'll be right back.
Beautiful girl, that's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these
melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like tryptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Super Human Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Super Human Radio.
Thousands of Super Human Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 and works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. Veryintensepleasure.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I couldn't think of it before. Dominique Lest was on Facebook and reminded me. It's called sovereign immunity.
Oh, is that
all
what it
governments
is?
Have it. And back in the day, you know, kingdoms had it too.
Watching some stuff about King Henry,
the
they had it back then.
Yeah, sovereign immunity. It basically means that the government cannot be held accountable in a criminal fashion for anything that it does wrong. Now, the government can hold its underlings accountable. In other words, the people can't go after the government. We should be able to. We should be able to put the president of the United States in jail if he did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the argument is, yeah, but then no one will want to serve as president. No. People will be president, but they'll be a lot more cautious about what they do.
Exactly.
But the government can prosecute, let's say, soldiers for Abu Ghraib.
Mm-hmm.
But the government can't be prosecuted for Abu Ghraib. See, nobody can go to Dick Cheney and say, hey, you were the guy in charge back then. You're going to jail. So they have sovereign immunity. So, you know, think about what sovereign immunity does to somebody. Henry Kissinger said it best. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. What if you knew that, now granted, maybe you are pure of heart. You're a good-hearted person at the basis, right?
I am.
Okay. But what if you knew that you would not be punished for anything you do in your life? You could not be held accountable. You would never go to jail. You would never be financially penalized. Nothing you do. If somebody said to you, here's a wand, woof, you will never be punished. Now, you're a good person, pure of heart. Now, think about that person who just cut you off on the freeway. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're really pissed off and you kind of lose it a little bit. And you know, hey, you know what? I'll never go to jail for this. Let me give him a little tap and send him into the sidebar here. I mean, now take it a step up. Now we have you are in control of whole governments, armies, people, policies and everything else. And you know you can never be prosecuted for anything you do wrong. You'd be like, you know what? We really do need to find out what's causing and how to control syphilis. Those Guatemalans, you know what? They're really nothing to us. We're doing this for the good of our people, so sacrifice 5,000 of them. We have to do. And where did we just see this recently in a movie? The movie about Abraham Lincoln. What was the name of that?
That was The Conspirator.
The Conspirator.
Mm-hmm.
The true story around the Abraham Lincoln murder. The number of people who are actually involved in that.
Right.
And the guy that Kevin Kline played, remember what he said?
He was a secretary.
Secretary of War.
Of War, yes.
He says, I don't care who gets nailed to the cross on this one, but somebody needs to be nailed so that we can put this behind us. That's the attitude.
And they hung an innocent woman.
A woman that had nothing to do with it.
Right.
It was
going on back then, too.
Governments have sovereign immunity. When you put sovereign immunity in the hands of a human being who clearly is not deserving of sovereign immunity, they will crap on anything and everything that they can. Because in their mind, they're doing it for the right reason.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Okay, so you remember we talked about high fructose corn syrup a long time ago about how they were trying to replace it.
Change
the name.
To corn sugar.
To corn sugar. Well, they didn't change it to corn sugar, but they've changed it. So there's some other names that they're using now.
Camouflage names.
To camouflage it.
So
yes.
What are the new names that we need to look for to avoid high fructose corn syrup, Elisa?
Food manufacturers have cleverly replaced the HFCS with inulin, glucose fructose syrup, isoglucose, chicory, and fruit fructose.
Really?
Yes.
Chicory?
Chicory and fruit fructose. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fruit fructose,
mm-hmm.
isoglucose syrup. I've seen that in things before.
No, glucose fructose syrup.
Okay.
Isoglucose.
Isoglucose I've seen, and actually I believe I've seen that.
And you said you've seen inulin also.
Well, inulin fiber I've seen. Inulin fiber is in Lifeway makes a pasteurized kefir product that I bought like once or twice just because I was in a jam and wanted something. And I remember it said that it contained inulin fiber. Now, I don't know if that's the same thing as inulin. But
right.
Inulin is becoming popular in foods because it's attributed to the inulin fiber, and inulin fiber is supposed to be good. I don't know if it is or not. I haven't done the research.
Well, it's in, you know, be careful because it's in cottage cheese, it's in, you know, steak sauce, it's in canned soup, it's in cough syrup. Of course, it's in breakfast cereals, yogurt.
Didn't you say like every single cereal you looked at had?
Every single Kellogg cereal that I looked at had it in it.
Right.
And Nabisco, General right. Mills. Just read the labels because it's in everything.
You should be eating this stuff.
No, right. I don't eat processed foods like that anyway.
No.
But I'm just saying if you do.
Right. And the truth of the matter is when Elisa shared this story with me earlier in the week, I said, well, you know, none of that stuff comes from your farmer, so you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah, so that's terrible. So in summary, the corn refiners did win a battle here.
Exactly.
By getting all these fake names for high fructose corn syrup, but spread the word to your friends and family. Let's give the list again. Inulin, isoglucose, glucose fructose syrup.
Chicory.
Oh, my God. I thought chicory was something that they put in coffee, you know. And what was the last one?
Fruit fructose.
If something says it claims fruit fructose, it's basically high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
So let's show the corn refiners that we are really not that stupid. And thanks for trying. What else do we have, Elisa?
Well, I just on that note with the high fructose corn syrup, there's a website, Accidental Hedonist, that I just went to, and it's got a long list of products that have high fructose corn syrup in it under any name. And so you can go there. It was accidentalhedonist.com.
Accidentalhedonist.com. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, let's go there and print that list out and give it to friends and family.
Yeah, so.
Speaking of printing things for friends and family, later in next week we're going to be doing a show about this California GMO bill that's coming up. And I want people to keep that in their mind. We're going to have to do some things to help California, because if California can force manufacturers to label their products that have GMO, the rest of the country will benefit. So don't think of yourself as living in Minnesota and, wow, you know, I don't really care what happens in California. No. If they can get this on, we all benefit. We'll be talking about that next week.
Okay.
So what else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, you wanted to talk about a potato diet?
Yes. Now, you know I'm not a proponent of potatoes. You know that.
Yes.
And I'll eat potatoes instead of grain. I will. And you know that when we go to have breakfast, instead of having oatmeal, I will have some potatoes sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not suggesting people run out and eat potatoes. But recently, an article was published that showed that individuals who ate two servings of potatoes a day. Now, these were plain potatoes, either boiled, baked, or microwaved, without salt and butter, without ketchup, without sour cream, without all the stuff people like to put all over their potatoes, okay?
Uh-huh.
When they ate two servings of potatoes a day, their blood pressure dropped significantly. Even for those people who were on medication.
Really?
Already being controlled for blood pressure. Now, the reason I'm talking about this study is not because I'm telling you, hey, if you have high blood pressure, eat potatoes, because exercise will probably be better for you than that.
Exactly.
If you're not already exercising. But the study looked at 18 men and women, and they ate 6 to 8 golf ball-sized potatoes with their lunch and dinner as part of their normal diet. And their blood pressure dropped significantly, suggesting that potatoes were powerful enough to take over when their tablet medications could do no more. Now, remember that line, because I suspect that the FDA, I'm making a prediction that the FDA is going to come out against potatoes now, because they're going to be pressured by the pharmaceutical companies.
Big pharma.
Right, who's the potato helped outperform the pharmaceuticals. They're going to say, hey, and the FDA is going to come out and punish the potato manufacturers now and telling them that they're unapproved drugs like they did with the walnut people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't say that walnuts are heart healthy, but you can say cereal is heart healthy.
Yes.
Or potato chips. I mean, what's up with that?
Right. And again, these potatoes in this study were plain potatoes, baked, boiled, or microwaved with nothing on them. They were just plain potatoes.
That's an interesting study.
I have a funny feeling, and I can't prove this, but if Dr. Andrew's listening to the show, I have a funny feeling that potatoes contain some amount of a nitric oxide precursor, like citrulline or arginine or something like that. I'm predicting that that's where the mechanism of action is. It's not. This is one of those examples, again, You know, I know I use this analogy often. You know, there's probably antioxidant value in the undigested pin oats and horse manure, but that doesn't mean you want to eat horse manure. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always something good in that food, maybe, but do you want to eat all of that just to get that one good thing? If it is arginine or citrulline malate that's in there,
right,
that's causing this drop in blood pressure, why not just take arginine or citrulline malate and avoid the extra starchy carbs?
Exactly.
And lectins and everything else.
Did the study say anything at all about if the 18 people, if they gained weight while they were eating the potatoes?
No, they said there was no gain. Yes, actually, that was the heading of it, too, without weight gain. Yes,
okay.
Yes. And again, they were eating just plain potatoes. They weren't eating all the stuff that people like to put on potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't frying their potatoes either.
No.
But again, the danger in this article is that they said that the potatoes worked when the tablet medications could do no more. And I predict that that's going to haunt the potato industry right there. Mm-hmm. If the FDA does what it's done in the past, they're going to say, hey, potatoes are now unapproved drug for lowering blood pressure.
Yep.
No one will be able to make those claims. Anyway, okay, so I got that out.
Well, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you go to Whole Foods, would you like stay there and work out after you did your grocery shopping?
I probably would have no choice, especially if I spent all my money at Whole Foods and I have no place else to live. Yeah.
Whole paycheck.
Yeah, whole paycheck.
Well, in August, they opened up wellness clubs in 5 test markets.
How's that working?
Whole Foods
for them?
Did. I think it's working pretty well, according to this. It's a new concept that they've tried out, and it seems to be working.
What's the name of their club?
I don't know the name of it, but the test markets were Massachusetts, Dedham, Massachusetts,
yeah, yeah.
Chicago, New York City, Princeton, New Jersey, and Oakland, California. And they're planning on rolling out more in 2012 if these 5 are successful.
Do you know anything about are the clubs adjacent to the Whole Foods?
I think so, yeah. The membership program includes lifestyle evaluations, nutrition, cooking and health classes, and 10% discounts on hundreds of healthy food items within Whole Foods.
So it is very strategic of them.
Yes.
What they're going to do is they're going to use the gym to get people to eat more of their products and design their whole diet around what's sold in Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the membership cost? Any idea?
A one-time membership fee is $199, and along with that, you get a $45 annual fee each year. And that's not that bad.
That's really cheap, but it also depends on what the gyms look like.
Right. And in this article, it doesn't say anything about the content. It just said the nutrition.
How well appointed are these facilities? Are they just, you know, little token facilities with a couple machines and that's it? I mean, it really depends on what's in there.
Well, they're calling it a move to more healthcare-like services.
Oh, yeah. And you know what's going to be next? Right next to that, they'll have the Whole Foods Clinic and then eventually the Whole Foods Hospital. Because if you follow their direction, I predict, which is going to be a very, very high grain diet, you know, let's face it, they're going to follow. You think Whole Foods is going to step out and tell the truth about how people should be eating? This is the same company that just aligned themselves with Monsanto to push up GMO.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it'll be the Whole Foods store. Then next to that, the gym. Next to that, the little clinic, which will then send you to the big hospital. They'll be all Whole Foods. They should just rename the company to The Whole Mistake. That's all. All right, well, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at Need to Build
BodybuildMuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Yeah.
So, Dominique last posted on Facebook a study from Freakonomics.
Okay.
That by the year of 2030,
right,
half of Americans will be obese.
So we'll have a 50% obesity rate by 2030.
Yes.
You realize that the 50% of Americans that will be obese will literally destroy the country. I'm not just saying that for effect.
Financially?
Of course. I mean, what is the rate now? Isn't it 20% right now? 18%. I remember we did that thing about the fattest country states and all that, and we estimated that obesity is like close to 20% or 30% right now.
Uh-huh.
And look at healthcare. You know, what a terrible thing to call it, healthcare.
Okay, it does cite in the study that there's healthcare costs are about $48 billion right now.
Right.
And it will rise to $66 billion per year.
Yeah, and we're already sunk. Look, let's be honest. The reason the post office can't do its job is because of the weight of paying for the health care of the retired and soon-to-be-retired individuals there who are the sickest of all. I mean, if you look at the post office, it has enough money to do with its job, but it doesn't have enough money for the entitlement funds. And when you look at the country, what's dragging us down? It's health care. Well, it's because the sick people are such a burden financially to take care of.
It also says that the U.S. obese population right now is 99 million, and that would take it to 164 million.
You know what? Yeah, there's like 300 million people in the country, so that's 50%. You know what really is shocking to me? Why am I not given some sort of tax credit by
exactly.
the federal government for being in such great flipping shape?
Oh, no, you have to pay more for your food.
Yeah.
For your healthy food from the farmer's market. You can't get your raw milk because they want to do away with that.
You know what? The American government ought to, the way they gave tax credits for being married, the way they give tax credits for your first home and all this other nonsense, how about giving me a tax credit for not being a burden to society by being a big old fat ass? I'm sorry.
No, don't say that.
Okay, I won't say it. I'll take it back.
Say obese. No, you can say whatever you want to say.
Well,
but
I mean, you know, for crying out loud, I mean, it in business, you usually try to give people incentives.
Yes, that's correct.
For the things you want them to do and decentives for the things you don't want them to do.
Well, actually, in Kentucky, I don't know about other states, but I did read an article in the paper about some government or state agencies are allowing their employees to have paid exercise breaks.
Really?
Yes. And that's a beginning. That's a start.
I applaud whoever is doing that. That's great.
Well, some like the Department of Personnel Cabinet, Department of there's three agencies anyway.
Right.
Within the state. And
right.
They're allowing them, like they're giving them 90 minutes, or one agency has given them 150 minutes, and they have to sign in and sign out, but they're allowed to do it during work hours.
150 minutes to do what? Lunch and?
A week.
Oh.
For the whole week. That's how much time they're allotted.
So that's that's 5 30-minute sessions a day. That's fantastic. I would love to find out who they are. I'd love to have them on the show and find out how long they've been doing it and what the overall effects have been so far. I've got to believe morale is better and performance is better.
The Department of Financial Institutions is one of them.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome that they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. More government agencies need to get with the program and realize that we're not going to be able to save this country unless we start rewarding the people who are healthy. And that will show the people who are unhealthy that they're the problem and they need to do something. Instead, this country doesn't want to offend anybody and say, oh, well, don't say they're fat. I mean, look at you, right? I mean, we're programmed this way. No, don't say fat.
I know. I know.
Okay, let's not say fat. You know what I mean? Let's not say fat. Let's say something else. Let's say something else. Let's say
obese.
Yeah, let's say obese because it's a nicer word. It's less harmful. God forbid we insult somebody who is fat.
Well, it was just like the article we talked about last week where we were talking about Michelle Obama and the group were coming out against her because they were talking about fat children and how the fat children they're mentally being affected by it.
Yeah, because, oh my God, the kid's going home and going, oh my God, mommy, am I really fat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, honey, you're not fat. Everybody else is too skinny. That's what the problem is. No. It's like they're just realizing they're fat because now we're saying it. It's like, my God, what are we going to do? We're going to be quiet? Oh, my God, the canary just died. Don't tell anybody in the mine. You know, let's act like the, you know, get a stick and prop that canary back up and make it look like it's alive. And soon everybody will be dead.
Yeah.
It's like the canary just died. Run.
Yeah. Okay, so, but anyway, back to the one story about the state agencies. The most liberal policy is at the Department of Military Affairs, and they're allowed to exercise up to 5 hours a week.
And they should. They're supposed to be warriors at the Department of Military Affairs. You know what? If you have soldiers in the field that have to be in great shape, if you're pushing paper, you should have to be in great shape too.
Yes.
That's great. I love that. I applaud them. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And I think that the word fat should be acceptable again. If you don't like the word, then lose the weight. You know what? When I was a kid, I wore glasses. They used to call me Four Eyes. Okay? And that was a mean thing, right? Guess what? I got contact lenses when I was old enough to get contact lenses. I'm not Four Eyes anymore.
Well, they used to call me skinny.
Well, there you go. See? You know what? It's like, it's no big deal. You know what? When people call you names, if it's true, either get comfortable with the name or change it. If you're fat, you have a choice. Either get comfortable being fat and die sooner, or change it.
I started lifting weights.
There you go.
I wasn't skinny anymore.
Nobody calls you skinny anymore. Not only because you're not just because you're not skinny, but because you punch them.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so anyway, let's talk about the FDA for a second. We have about 6 minutes before the next break. You know I love the FDA. I have the greatest admiration for those people over there. I think that they're doing just an amazing service to the American people.
I think you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, I am. The FDA is a terrible organization. It needs to be removed like the wart on someone's ass. It should be shaved off completely and start from scratch. The FDA, who comes out against supplement companies, you know, they want to, we have to control the supplement industry because God knows what's going on with supplements. They crash down on raw milk and destroy family farms. But yet, a pharmaceutical drug that has been tainted and caused five people to be blind. Keep in mind, it's a drug designed to treat blindness, mm-hmm. designed to treat macular degeneration. Five individuals at the Los Angeles VA were blinded by their medication, and they found out that the drug was tainted. Now, I haven't heard anything about this in the news.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm wondering if the FDA went and in a Gestapo-like fashion with guns drawn to that pharmaceutical manufacturer, kicked their door in, confiscated all of their materials, put them out of business until further notice, until they got to the bottom of things. Or did they say, hey, what's going on? And then that manufacturer went, oh, can't be our stuff. That must be counterfeit stuff from China, because that's what they did. They said, well, it must be counterfeit. It must have been counterfeit stuff.
But it has it has the labels on it.
Doesn't matter. They said it's counterfeit. That can't be our stuff. It's got to be counterfeit because we wouldn't do that. You know, it just.
And the FDA went with that?
Oh, of course. Because don't forget, that company pays $1 million for every new drug application. You think the FDA wants to put them out of business?
No.
No, of course not. And who knows what payola goes on that we don't even know about between the FDA and the companies it provides oversight for. And don't tell me it doesn't happen, because we already know that people are corrupt. People are corrupt, and there's people who work at the FDA, so there's corrupt people at the FDA.
Right.
So who knows what other payola is going on over there. But, of course, the FDA didn't have time probably to shut down that particular company because they were busy kicking grass-fed cows off of roofs all over the country to make sure that people can't get raw milk. Oh, there you go.
And the name of the drug, by the way, was Avastin.
Yeah, Avastin. So if you know anybody who's taking Avastin, you may want to make sure that it's not the wink-wink counterfeit Avastin they're taking.
Yes.
Yeah. Good old FDA. Thanks again to the FDA. When will, you know, when will people get wise about the FDA? When will the government go, wow, this is really a black eye on us? You know, we really need to do something about this. It's out of control.
Well, in your interview with Dr. Smith this week, and he was talking about how the FDA is coming out against vitamins and how they're going to make it sound like, you know, that these vitamins are really bad and talk about these stories. They're probably just creating these stories, and they're really not even happening.
And the real problem is that the average American, keep in mind, 50% of them are going to be obese by 2030.
Right.
So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about 50% of the country is quote-unquote average Americans,
uh-huh.
right? They still believe that eating their cereal in the morning and their bread in the afternoon and their pasta at night and having a little tiny bit of protein every day is the right way to eat because the government tells them that.
Uh-huh.
And they're getting fatter and fatter. They probably believe that a one-a-day vitamin is all they need, and they don't take vitamins.
Right.
And so when they hear that this propaganda, they're going to say, oh, boy, I'm glad I don't take vitamins because, look, they're probably killing people out there. Ah, good for the FDA. Good for the FDA.
Uh-huh.
Those idiots, they're living in the dark. They're the ones dragging the whole country down.
Right.
The American government has to get wise here. We're the ones that are working and making money and supporting these what do you want to call them, parasites?
Uh-huh.
On society by being, because they're so sick. You know what? Get rid of us. And all you're going to have is these fat people who don't work and just are sick. And who's going to pay for politicians' pensions then? Where are they going to get the money? They're really shooting themselves in the foot by not realizing, oh my God, we need to get with the winning team. The winning team are the healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
They can work and make money and pay taxes.
I really do agree with you that they should give people who are healthy some kind of a tax break.
Yeah, and I don't mean BMI. Let's forget about BMI, because that's what you're going to say. Because I'm 220, 226 pounds or 224 pounds right now. So I'm high on my BMI. But you know what? I'm probably 15 or 16% body fat. So I should be rewarded. I'm healthy. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't go to the doctor for anything.
You're 53 and you don't take any medications.
No. I just had my workup done.
And that's like a shock to people, like, because you're 53 and you don't take medications. That's
right.
A shock.
I know. Because that's so abnormal in this country.
I know.
It's
I
like
know.
Politicians, get wise. Get with the winning team. With the strong people survive. We're the ones that can afford to pay taxes and not bring down the healthcare system. Get with us and abandon the, I'm sorry, I'm going to use the word again, the fat people. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Six-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until need-to-build muscles N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Are you waiting for me to talk?
You're dancing in your chair.
I like
there.
The music. Yeah, I want to see where it's going. Oh, okay. I know this song right. Okay.
Is that Depeche Mode?
Yes, it is. My God, you're good.
How did I know that?
Does it say it on the screen?
It says it on the screen. I can't believe that you can see the songs now.
Yeah, on the new Superhuman Radio player on the homepage, it actually tells you what's playing at the time. So if we're live, it says live. Or if a show 476 from the past was playing, it'll say it's segment one of 476.
I think
cool.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Really cool.
Anyway, I have to talk about something that really angers me. Can you believe I'm going to talk about something that angers me today on Friday?
Do you need more testosterone?
No, I got plenty of testosterone. That's not my problem. This was from Health Day article, which Health Day News is all over the internet, presenting itself as the go-to source for healthy tips.
Uh-huh.
And this healthy tip says coping with inflammatory bowel disease. By the way, inflammatory bowel disease.
Did they switch it from?
Yeah, it used to be syndrome, right?
IBS. To
well,
IBD?
This is IBS is actually irritable bowel syndrome.
Mm.
But it's similar to inflammatory bowel disease. Okay. But I thought I'm going to read this. I'm going to say, let's see what they say. You know, people who have inflammatory bowel disease have flare-ups when symptoms worsen and periods of remission when symptoms ease up. Now, as soon as I hear that, I think autoimmune disorders,
right?
Then who's that golfer that does, because you used to follow golf, who's the golfer that does the thing about his rheumatoid arthritis?
It was Phil Mickelson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, some days my life is great and some days they flare up. And when the first time I heard that commercial, I thought to myself, have you ever thought about what you ate the day before your flare-ups?
Right.
Or how you ate?
Well, what was it that Dr. Scourin was talking about on his show this week?
We were talking about
autoimmune disease.
Yeah, we were discussing it. What autoimmune disease is this? The metabolites, or let's say for lack of better terms, certain metabolites that are in your stomach and not completely broken down, they end up in your bloodstream.
Uh-huh.
Because your digestive system is not equipped to break them down. It doesn't recognize them. There isn't the right materials to break them down.
Right.
They end up in your bloodstream.
Okay.
The body sees these and goes into action. It does what it's supposed to do. It attacks them because these are foreign things, foreign proteins or whatever in your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, quite often, these foreign proteins look very similar to certain things that are actually in our body.
That are supposed to be there.
That are supposed to be there.
Okay.
Like the thyroid, for instance. You have people who develop autoimmune disorders like Hashimoto's disease where the body attacks itself. It attacks the thyroid.
Okay.
Okay? So what happens is the good cells that are supposed to be there are kind of like innocent bystanders, right? You've seen this before. You're in high school and you're standing there watching a fight,
mm-hmm.
and there's three thugs and you're standing next to them watching the fight, and then security comes, they grab all four of you, you go, wait a minute, I'm not with them. They go, come on, you were standing there with them, you're with them.
You're the innocent bystander.
Yeah.
Just like the cell you're talking about.
Right.
Okay.
So autoimmune disorders are basically the innocent bystanders are the parts that you do want to work and be in your body, get caught up with the ones that shouldn't be there, and the body attacks them, and then after a while the body goes, oh man, I got a lot of these cells in the thyroid. I need to go after them and destroy those too. And boom, the body starts to attack itself. This is rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, all these diseases. And these are all because
autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, and these are all because you are eating the wrong foods. But people hate to hear that when they have autoimmune diseases. Because this means, oh my God, first of all, I have to stop eating the foods that I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute, I'm actually in control of my own health. That's mm-hmm. a really big responsibility. I don't think I want that one. I'd rather have my doctor tell me what to do. And this is really what it comes down to.
A Band-Aid. Everybody wants a Band-Aid.
Bingo. So taking that full circle. So the American Gastroenterological Association offers these suggestions to help you cope with the disease, especially during flare-ups.
Okay.
Learn how IBD affects your body. I know how it affects my body. When I had a flare-up, I feel terrible, and my bowels hurt, and I go to the potty all the time, and blah, blah, blah. And there's blood in my stool, and yada, yada, yada. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is an interesting – now, catch this. This is interesting. While foods don't cause IBD symptoms, certain foods can exacerbate symptoms. Recognize which foods make your symptoms worse and avoid them. Look,
while foods don't cause?
Well, but let's just dissect that one sentence. While foods don't cause this problem, find out which ones cause the symptoms. So in other words, if you eliminate the foods that cause the symptoms and you have no more flare-ups, then do you still have the disease?
I don't know.
So really what we're saying is, no, of course not.
Okay.
This is no different than any other allergic reaction or food sensitivity. If mm-hmm. somebody said to you, I get a better one. Let's say I eat clams.
Okay.
I got anaphylactic shock.
Right.
Right? So the doctor would say to me, you're allergic to the histamines in shellfish.
Uh-huh.
You can't eat shellfish anymore.
Right.
Okay. So do I have an allergic reaction to shellfish or do I have shellfishitis? Well?
An allergic reaction?
Right. I don't have shellfishitis. I just have to not eat shellfish because I'm allergic to it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if you have IBD and every time you eat GMO corn, GMO soy, GMO sugar beets, you have flare-ups
and you stop eating GMO corn, GMO soy, and GMO sugar beets, and you no longer have any symptoms, did you have IBD? Were you just allergic to the GMO products you were eating?
I would say you were allergic to the GMO products that you were eating.
Thank you. And thus, I don't have shellfishitis, right? I'm just allergic to shellfish. Okay. So the American Gastroenterological Association is obviously an organization without any balls at all. Otherwise, they'd say to people, if you're eating these foods and they cause these symptoms, stop eating these foods because that's what's causing your problem. But they can't say that outright because then who will attack them? The Corn Refiners Association, the Soy Industry Association, every other flipping association out there that has the FDA stamp of approval behind them, because the FDA will say, hey, these things are safe to eat. Don't go around telling people it's not safe to eat them. We say they're safe to eat. I just hope that there's a lot of people at the FDA that have IBS and rheumatoid arthritis and all that sort of stuff and keep eating the foods that they say are safe to eat so they get sicker and sicker and sicker.
Well, isn't it Monsanto that they don't serve their own foods in their cafeterias?
Yeah. No, Monsanto,
we talked about that a long time ago.
Monsanto gives people a choice of GMO and non-GMO.
And non-GMO foods.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, but don't you say anything bad about Monsanto.
I know, because they are in bed with the FDA.
Yeah. Build a support system, including support groups, friends, and family. Well, guess who ends up being your support group? Other people with IBD.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people who don't want to give up eating corn and grains as you. So instead of people sitting around going, you know what I've discovered? When I don't eat bread or cereal or corn, all my symptoms go away. They're going to be like, we don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to somebody who's living with the disease. Oh, it's terrible. I had cake yesterday, and I'm so sick today. And now I can't eat cake today. I can't eat it again until tomorrow. It's like, that's who the support group for these people are. They don't want to hear that it's the food they're putting in their mouth that's causing the disease.
The last one, always follow advice from your medical team.
Ah, bingo. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Always listen to your doctor. And your doctor's going to tell you, diet has nothing to do with this disease. It's not the foods that are causing your disease. You have an autoimmune disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Autoimmune disorder.
Yep.
That's doublespeak for the food you're eating doesn't agree with your body, so your body is attacking itself now. Stop eating that food.
Mm-hmm.
For crying out loud, it's ridiculous. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That's the truth. And you know what? And you know people who have autoimmune disorders.
I do.
And I know people who have autoimmune disorders.
And I've gotten yelled at because I've said that it's diet. So
right.
I don't say anything any
longer. How do you
longer.
Know? How do you know?
You don't have the disease.
But the truth of the matter is you probably do have the genetic makeups for the disease, but mm-hmm. you've never developed the disorder because those people are in your bloodline that have they all have the disorders.
They all do. But I don't.
Right.
And why is that?
Oh, well, it's because you're self-centered. And you choose not to eat the crap.
And I choose to go to the gym.
It's not fair. You should get fat and eat all this crap food so you get the disease too. It's not fair.
Mm.
Not fair.
No.
Yeah. I know a woman who has fibromyalgia.
Uh-huh.
She's gone to every darn, I don't know. I had the phone on. Sorry. She's gone for every darn fibromyalgia treatment that she can go for. I'm telling you, I'm not joking about what I'm about to say. I'm telling you this is God's honest truth. She eats candy all day long. She loves hard candy. The peppermint sticks and any kind of hard candy. She eats bags of hard candy every single day. And one time I said to her husband, do you think that all the candy she eats could have anything to do with her fibromyalgia? Because I've noticed that people who have fibromyalgia, for some reason, they gravitate towards sugars and sweets.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you know what? It may, but it's the only joy she has in life.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
What I wanted to say was, well, maybe if she gave up the candy, she'd find some new joys in life, like living without pain.
Mm-hmm.
But God forbid anybody believe that it could be that simple. That, oh, my God, you mean what I'm putting in my mouth is causing my disease? My doctor never told me that. Yeah, it's sad. It's very, very sad. And this comes full circle to the 50% of obese people that we're going to have in 2030.
Yes.
This is all part of the whole problem here.
It is.
We actually have to take
our last commercial break, Elisa.
I need to answer some emails when we come back.
Yeah, and also some questions that were sent specifically about
Dr. Scourin's
interview, the naturopath. He's a great guy. We're going to have him back on.
See, he's coming back on the 19th. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I like him a lot. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperhumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hit it, hot it, hot it, hot it. Tough, 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 tough. Verteilt und verschadet.
You know, a lot of these mashups I have are actually in German. And I would love to have Dr. Andro tell me what they're saying sometime. I have no idea what they're saying.
That could be bad words.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Maybe some of them. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Anyway.
So do you like donuts?
Oh, man. Last time I ate a donut was a Krispy Kreme donut. It was probably 10 years ago at least. they repeat on me. They come back up.
I don't like donuts, yeah. But Will Faulkner, I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly.
Right.
He posted a picture on my Facebook. A friend of his goes to San Diego State University.
Okay.
And she had posted a picture of the donuts that they serve there. They have
like at the school cafeteria?
At the school cafeteria. They have donuts with Captain Crunch on the top of them.
Yeah.
It's like pasted on the top of them.
So they're sugary donuts and then they have Captain Crunch
on the top of them. They serve donuts with Captain Crunch, gummy worms, and, oh yeah, bacon. That's what she wrote on
donuts with bacon? I guess so.
I guess that's what she wrote on the post.
Well, the bacon I don't have a problem with, except for the nitrates and the way pigs are treated. But let's face it, anybody who's eating donuts, I mean, is Captain Crunch is probably a step up for them.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. Donuts are just fried dough, grease plugs.
I don't eat donuts.
Covered in sugar.
That's disgusting.
I remember the last time I ate a Krispy Kreme donut. I got a glazed donut. I thought, man, that looks so good, and it smelled good. I was in Krispy Kreme picking up donuts for an ice skating event that my daughter was appearing at. And they said, bring coffee and donuts. That's what they told us to bring.
Uh-huh.
Could you imagine, like, now that I know what I know, this is before I got into health. It's like these kids are going to be skating at 6 o'clock in the morning. Donuts is not what they should be eating. They should be eating some protein.
Exactly.
Eggs, you know what I mean? I got to tell you the truth. Maybe even an Egg McMuffin would have been a better choice in retrospect, although, you know, all the fat in it. But, and the wrong kind of fat is what I meant. But anyway, I remember smelling the donuts in the car. And when I got to the skating rink, I thought, I'm going to have one of those. They smell so good because it had kind of like a butterscotch smell to it. It was just a plain glazed donut that made Krispy Kreme so famous. And I bit into it. It was so sweet and mushy and moist, and I ate it. And within 15 minutes, I was burping, and I was burping up the grease that they fry it with. And I thought to myself, that is disgusting. And I referred to them after that affectionately as sugar-covered grease plugs.
The Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yeah, they're disgusting. And I can't believe people eat them. People do eat them.
I have to say, I guess I've eaten one, but I don't ever remember eating one. I'm sure I haven't when I was a child, but I don't remember it.
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Speaking about being a child, uh-huh. Do you know that we've done shows on MRSA before?
Yes.
Methicillin resistance, staphylococcus, whatever it is, streptococcus. Children, toddlers are getting MRSA now.
You're kidding me.
Children under 2 are getting MRSA now. Now, the reason I bring this up is people would say, well, how can a child develop MRSA, because usually MRSA is a result of not only coming in contact with the infection, but already having a compromised immune system to the degree that these antibiotics won't work.
Right.
And it comes full circle to what Dr. Andrew and I talked about the other day.
About the milk when they're being breastfed.
Yeah, you see, the mother needs to start thinking, you women out there, you need to start thinking about your child's birth 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. You got to think that if you're exposing yourself to foods, commercially grown beef, commercially grown chicken, and pasteurized milk, you are being bombarded with antibiotics right now. Bombarded. You are developing the terrain to give birth to a baby that has lived a life equivalent to receiving a Z-Pack every single week for 10 years. And now you're going to give birth to this baby, and at 1 or 2 years old, this child is going to come in contact with things that most children come in contact with back in the day. And don't forget, back in the day, in the 20s and 30s, kids were playing in streets where there was horse manure.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was getting these diseases, okay? Because our immune systems weren't already tweaked, but our immune systems are tweaked because we're coming in contact with antibiotics without even realizing it anymore. So you need to start thinking about your baby 10 years ahead of time and avoiding these foods now, because these children are being born and they're already compromised. And it's sad. It's very, very sad. And nobody wants to, you know, I know it comes back. It's like the same thing we keep talking about. It's about the food you put in your mouth. It all comes back to this, the food you put in your mouth. That's it. So, but young children are getting MRSA now.
That's
sad.
It is sad.
And they're going to live with, and a lot of these kids, you know, they say they can get the MRSA to go into remission, But quite often, it just hides and it comes back. And we don't know. We know that elderly people who get MRSA and C. diff, quite often their immune systems are so whacked out, they end up succumbing to it and dying from it. Now we have children that are going to live their entire lives with this bug in them. And now, and then think about they're going to come in contact with other people. You think those children are going to say, before I kiss you, I just want to let you know that I have MRSA?
No.
No.
Well, it's just like people who have herpes, or they're not going to say that.
Why, I'm supposed to say something about that? No, but you're right. You're right. And this is getting to be more and more problematic when children are getting MRSA. Now, you know, this is yet again, folks, this is the canary in the mine. The canary is dead. You know, we propped it back up to make it look like it's alive, and it's not alive. We need to start thinking about this now. If you complain that it's too hard for you to get grass-fed beef, if you complain it's too hard for you to go to the farmer's market, well, then maybe you just shouldn't be here anymore. You know, life isn't for everyone. There's a responsibility that comes with living. And one of them is the food you put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm probably people out there thinking I'm being a little too harsh. But you know what? Sometimes you have to be a little extreme to get the message across. So there you go.
Nick Guggs had posted a article about the five toxic chemicals that are in your home and that you should stay away from them.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, one of them was antibacterial soap. And yeah. I read about that while you were just now ranting a little bit. And health experts believe that the overuse of antibacterial chemicals is promoting the growth of bacteria that are resistant to antibacterial treatment.
Wait a minute. This sounds familiar. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. There are now bugs that are resistant to Ready Roundup corn. There are bugs. So in other words, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you push the ecological process, it pushes back.
Yep.
It's like they now have bugs that don't die, and they have weeds that can't be killed, all because we push the ecological process. Now, what are they going to do? They're going to use Agent Orange now to take up where Ready Roundup couldn't do it.
Yep.
So this is what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I don't use antibacterial soap at all, ever. I use plain old soap.
Well, I've gotten some soap, that olive oil based soap.
Right.
And the guy's going to come on the show and talk about how he makes it. And we get it at the farmer's market.
Right.
And he's going to talk about using that. But it's the triclosan. Remember, we talked about the triclosan before in antibacterial soaps, and it's believed to disrupt thyroid function and hormone levels also.
Right.
And when it mixes with the wastewater, it can change the sex. The sex changes occur in aquatic life.
In fish. That's right. And that's why. And that's why we have fish that have both male and female organs now because of this.
And if you choose a hand sanitizer, make sure and get one that's alcohol based and doesn't have that triclosan in it.
But why would you use a hand sanitizer anyway? I know you use hand sanitizers before you eat sometimes if you're in a restaurant. Why not just go to the bathroom and wash your hands?
Well, I use it typically if I can't get to a restaurant.
Okay.
But it's just like the sanitizing wipes that you want to wipe down your grocery cart with. I mean, I know that's different than putting it on your body, but still that.
Yeah. You know what? People just need to go back to washing their hands, taking a couple seconds, using some soap, lathering it up, going all the way up to the wrist, doing the back of the hands, doing in between the fingers, and then rinsing them off, and then drying them. And that's it. There's nothing better than that. The body, you're not pushing the ecology of the body in any direction by doing that. You know, you're not wiping out the good bacteria that's on your skin. And this whole fear of bacteria is nonsense anyway. There are so many people who live in disgusting conditions that don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? You know, Randy Roach is the one who told me that Pasteur recanted on his deathbed the importance of germs and said that it's an inner environment of the body that plays a larger role to the resistance of disease than the exposure to germs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth. And guess how? Just the same way you make your muscle strong, you make your body strong by exposing it to stuff. It's called hormesis. And this idea that we want to live in a pristine environment where there's no cooties and no buggies and no thingies on our skin and all that, that's nonsense. That's going to turn you into somebody who will eventually get sick from something.
Another one on the list here on the toxic chemicals was synthetic pesticides. Chemical weed and bug killers, both of those fit under that category, and it says they should be avoided inside and outside the house.
Right.
Researchers link herbicides to various forms of cancer, including non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and insecticides have been connected to brain damage in kids.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we know this stuff already. That's why we buy organic, because we don't want to, you know, let's face it. Those of you who are not using pesticides, you go, well, I don't use pesticides. No, but you could be eating them if you're buying conventionally grown fruits and vegetables.
And that's
why you need
to buy organic.
Yeah. And guess what? Organic fruits and vegetables are more robust because they have to develop their own natural defense mechanisms to stick around.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, is there anything else on that list, Elisa?
Yeah, there's a, can you hear me? I'm sorry. There's a couple more things. I'll just list what they are. Harsh cleaning products. You know, we've all talked about these before. There was the one about the tar on your driveway also.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Coal tar driveway sealant. It says they contain polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons or PAHs.
Okay.
Yeah. The studies suggest these can be toxic and carcinogenic.
You know what that is, Elisa?
He's lifting his elbow up and pointing to a black spot on his elbow, and he has tar in it.
That's right. That's tar from Dade County, Florida, right there.
Were you on a motorcycle?
I've been carrying that in my body since I was 19 years old.
Really?
Yeah. They couldn't get it out. They used acetone. There was tar in this complete area here. But what they did was they actually used like a surgical sponge, and they used acetone. And you want to talk about pain. I had an open wound, and they took acetone to it.
Oh, I bet that hurt.
Oh, I passed out. I blacked out. It was so painful. And when I came to, I was all bandaged up. But that little bit of tar never came out. So.
Well, it also says that when the rainwater or precipitation hit the driveway, these toxic chemicals can run off and end up in our drinking supply.
What about the guys who put that stuff down? They go around the neighborhoods painting that sealer down on everybody.
I know.
Those poor guys, they're covered in it.
They
breathe it, too,
because
it's hot.
They must be crazy.
Yeah, and they get, I mean, that's terrible.
That is terrible.
I like concrete driveways like you have better. I think that's a better choice.
I think so, too.
Anything else on that list?
Let's see. I think I've gotten most of them.
I'm looking to see if we've missed anything. I know we have some questions to answer.
A harsh cleaning products.
Yeah, you said that.
I said that. Okay. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
All right. I'm looking at the list of things. Oh, you can change your digestive preferences. I just want to throw this at people real quick. We've done three shows with Jim Marlowe. Guy's a genius.
He's great.
Yeah. There seems to be the potential to believe, due to some recent research, that the propensity to or the proneness to be a carbohydrate-centric versus, let's say, a fat and protein-centric person has more to do with gut bacteria than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes full circle to autoimmune disorders, by the way, because it is thought by several people now who understand the role of gut bacteria that is the things that are not, let's say, metabolized by gut bacteria that end up in the bloodstream in a free-form fashion that then tweak the immune system to get busy and try to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So gut bacteria is really, really important, which, you know, and again, how can you have good, healthy gut bacteria if you're eating foods loaded with antibiotics?
Right.
Okay, so everything kind of just connects together here. But there seems to be some evidence that the colonies of gut bacteria that live in the digestive tract, you can actually change it.
How can you do that?
By eating more of the foods that don't agree with you.
Really?
Yeah. So the study showed that there are two basic types of gut bacteria. They fall into two different categories. This was done by the University of Pennsylvania. And it was clear that people who preferred protein and fats had much more of one gut bacteria, and people who preferred carbohydrates had much more of the other. So what they did was they took some of these people and they switched them. The people who preferred protein and fat had a higher degree of bacteroids,
And the people who preferred high carbohydrate diets had a higher degree of, it looks like Prevotella as their gut bacteria. When the people who preferred high carbohydrate started to introduce more protein and fat into their diet in the form of meats and so on,
mm-hmm.
the rate of bacteroids started to increase.
Interesting.
And so the theory is that you can actually shift your gut bacteria by what you introduce it to. But obviously, there is some danger in this, in my humble opinion, and that is during that period of time, you could have a greater degree of these mutant things floating around in your bloodstream
mm-hmm.
while you're waiting for your gut bacteria to catch up that would then stimulate your immune system to get busy and possibly shift into a more of an autoimmune disorder type state.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah, there's more unfolding here. We're going to learn more. But the takeaway is this. The takeaway that I want people to understand is this. Gut bacteria is a lot more important than just taking some lactobacillus acidophilus or some
probiotics.
Yogurt. Yeah. It's much more important than this. We know that during sleep, the body actually prunes back the bad bacteria so that the good bacteria can grow. If you are taking probiotics, I suggest that you take them at night before bed so they're present in your stomach when this pruning effect happens.
Mm-hmm.
And also start to take seriously, the stealth antibiotics that are getting into your body because they are what are disrupting your stomach bacteria. And they could be leading to a host of digestive disorders that are plaguing this country today. So you really have to get away from commercially grown beef, commercially grown chicken, commercially raised fish, commercially produced milk, because these are nothing more than Trojan horses for antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating antibiotics all day long.
Yep.
Oh, take your friendly flora seriously. Why don't you go ahead and answer the questions? These are two important questions that were sent to you. Who sent them to you?
One was by an on-air question that you received.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Hillebrand, and I don't know if that was his name or not. But his question was, let me get down to there. On naturopathic meds, can you address cholesterol drugs like Lipitor versus some naturals like red rice yeast?
Right, okay. And then do you actually reach out to Dr. Skarin on this one?
I did. Emailed him and asked him the question, and he came back with, naturopathic remedies such as fish oil and niacin along with low-fat, low-carb diet can help lower cholesterol.
I disagree with him about the low fat, but absolutely low carb diets can lower cholesterol.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Statins such as Lipitor lower cholesterol, but can cause side effects such as back pain, which is alleviated by CoQ10, the back pain. Ironically, red yeast rice is the same as lovastatin and should be taken with CoQ10.
And I was just going to say, back pain is the least of your troubles. Heart failure is a known side effect of taking statin drugs, again, because taking a statin drug causes the body to stop producing CoQ10, and CoQ10 is critical for heart function. So you have to take CoQ10. As a matter of fact, pharmaceutical companies know this, but refuse to acknowledge that statin drugs reduce the production of CoQ10, even though it's life-threatening. They refuse to acknowledge it. They could have easily acknowledged it and said, you know what? From now on, take CoQ10 when you take a statin drug, or tell doctors to recommend CoQ10, or they could have included CoQ10 in the statin drug. All of these things would have been acceptable. And, you know, we went to a restaurant recently, and the waitress made a mistake. And instead of saying, oh, the kitchen guy, remember that? And she said, oh, I must have forgot to tell them no bacon on your salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to you, boy, there's something refreshing, somebody actually taking responsibility. She could have easily said, oh, I told them not to do that. Remember
right.
that?
Uh-huh.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with making a mistake when you own up to it and say, but here's the remedy. But the pharmaceutical industry will not ever do that because they have so many skeletons in their closet, they're afraid they're going to be jumped on with a lawsuit. And they have right to be feared, to fear that, because they are scumbags.
Instead, they want to give you a statin drug with your hamburger.
Yeah, there you go. There's the solution.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And then there was another question from Scott Taverner about baby formula, because he said that his wife is pregnant, and if she can't breastfeed, what does she feed? Because the baby formulas have soy in them.
Now, not all baby formulas have soy in them. Some of them do, some of them don't, first of all. There are some formulas out there that are made from pasteurized cow milk products.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But you know, let you know.
There are some organic baby formulas, basically. And he just gave me the website, which is NatureSome.com. Nature's One, I'm sorry, NatureSone.com.
Nature's One, O-N-E.com.
O-N-E, and that's a organic baby formula.
Now, what I would suggest, most would say I'm being reckless about. Mm-hmm. And what I would suggest, most parents would be afraid to do.
Yep.
You know what I suggest?
I know what you're going to say. Raw milk.
Yeah, go to your farmer and get raw and pasteurized milk and feed the baby that. Why not? It's got growth factors in it. It's got immunoglobulins in it. It's got everything that that baby needs because it's being delivered into the baby cow. And guess what? I'll bet you anything, if you go to Nature's One, they're going to say that the foundation of their product is cow's milk, but it's pasteurized. And any pasteurized milk product is dangerous because we know what they do to pasteurized milk. They put chlorine in it. It's got higher degrees of coliforms in it. It's disgusting. It's got antibiotics in it because it's not coming from good cows. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. This is organic. So it won't have antibiotics in it. I take that back. I stand corrected. Okay. But why use pasteurized milk products when you could just go and get some good from Jersey cows, some good grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, raw, unpasteurized milk? And I know that people would say, oh, but that's scary. What if the baby gets sick?
I would love to ask someone if they've ever given their child raw milk.
I'll bet money that Dr. Ron Schmidt, who's been treating people with raw unpasteurized milk, tells the pregnant mothers to drink raw milk during a pregnancy and feed it to your baby, too, if you can't breastfeed. And I'll bet you Matt Andre would coincide with that opinion. Dr. Andre.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't breastfeed on your own, then use raw unpasteurized milk. That's my bet. And you know what? Get some raw unpasteurized milk and give a teaspoon of it to your baby and see what happens. See if the baby goes into convulsions and starts throwing up and blah, blah, blah. Nothing will happen. And then give them 2 teaspoons or her 3 teaspoons, 4 teaspoons until you go, wow, the baby likes this and it's okay. She's not getting sick. He's not getting sick. And then go ahead and fill the bottle up with it.
Okay.
That's it. If you can't breastfeed, I say raw and pasteurized milk is the way to go.
And if you're not comfortable with that, there are organic formulas out there.
There you go. There you go. And of course, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. That's the truth.
That's what Dr. Oz would say.
Yes. He'd say to me, why should anyone listen to you, Carl? You're not a doctor. And I'd look him in his little beady eyes with his big ears, and I say, that's exactly the reason why they should listen to me, Dr. Oz. Because I have not been indoctrinated, co-opted, spoiled, ruined, corrupted by a corrupt medical agenda. Mm-hmm. That is why. I have nothing to gain here. I'm not charging anybody for any of the information like you are, Dr. Oz. So there you go. Okay. All right. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Nope. That's it.
Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Have fun.
Have fun. Of course, eat high protein and high fat while you're having fun. There you go. All right. See everybody Tuesday.
Bye.
We got great shows next week. Bye, Elisa.
Bye.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.